Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Neutral Medical Report. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of November, 2021. Amazing show lined up for you today. Hour number two, we have Greg Kratten on all the way from Ecuador. Amazing discussion. We welcome any questions you have on any topic. Preparations, health issues, geopolitical, spiritual. 877-317-6432. There's no such thing as a bad question. And be brave. Just call into the studio and ask those questions, and we'll patch you into the board. Okay, I'm going to play what I think is important. I'm going to start off with important dialogue. I want to play actually part of the video and stop and start and make comments from the Fox News documentary that the left went crazy over from Tucker Carlson. So I'm going to start playing that, and we'll see what happens here. Let's see. We'll play this documentary. It's about 23 minutes long. And I'll stop and start it as we make comments. This is important because January 6th is the actual start of the, we want to call it the war against conservatives and people that support Trump or support our own autonomy of our body, etc. So somehow my little button got mixed up here. So let's go over here and do shows, and we will get part one going. Okay, shows. Tucker Carlson, part two, Tucker Carlson, part one. All right, this is the one we want. Actually go back here to the document you do part two. Actually, we'll talk about the lies secondly. Let's go on and do this.
The biggest and most technological
psychologically sophisticated manhunt in American history. They've described it as a shock and awe campaign against our own people. And our office wanted to ensure that there was shock and awe, that we could charge as many people as possible. Shock and awe. Sound familiar? It means that some of the same people kicked in doors to find al-Qaeda terrorists are now having their doors kicked in by the same government that sent them to risk their lives in Iraq and Afghanistan. Facial recognition software, online sentiment analysis tools, old-fashioned snitching, all of the Orwellian methods employed by the surveillance state of the war on terror, now used to track down and purge American war veterans, law enforcement officers, and any journalists who ask the wrong question. It took a decade for the federal government to find Osama bin Laden. They can find you a lot faster. They likely already have. According to reporting by The Intercept, the CIA is now funding 38 separate companies to identify and spy on social media posts whose opinions the Biden administration disagrees with. Once you're identified as a quote extremist, information about you winds up in a government database called Main Core. At this point, your life can change quickly. On April 28, 2021, federal agents launched a pre-dawn raid on the home of Paul and Marilyn Cooper in Homer, Alaska. That's a small coastal village over 200 miles from Anchorage. This is what happened next.
Homer, Alaska. Tales from the end of the road. Highway 1 starts in Key West and ends in Homer. This is as far away as you can get from the lower 48, which is a lot of our goal.
We feel a lot more freedom here. Fishing and hunting, kayaking, bear viewing, and all of that. It's a great place to live, great community, about 10,000 people total. Ultra-conservative to ultra-liberal, and we get along. We make it work. Good people.
We have a very small property called Homer Inn and Spa.
We try to cultivate a space that has peace.
That peace was shattered at around 9 o'clock in the morning when armed federal agents stormed their home. The Hubers are not international terrorists. They're not dangerous gang members. They're Trump voters. On January 6, 2021, they were in Washington at a peaceful, constitutionally protected political rally.
It really felt like it was a violation of our space, definitely, to have people barge in, uninvited. You know, we gladly would have sat down and had a cup of tea with them, like, okay, what do you need? You don't have to tear my door down. You don't have to terrorize me with guns and handcuffs and all of that.
I turned around, they cuffed me with my hands behind my back and put me in a chair.
Initially, they would not present a search warrant.
And then we asked, what is this about?
What are you doing inside my house with guns and handcuffs?
It never occurred to me they would actually think we had anything to do with anything inside the Capitol, because we never made it inside the Capitol.
But we really just wanted our voices to be heard. We wanted to be a part of something historical. A million patriots all gathered together.
Let's do it. We'll be good Americans and we'll go to a rally.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol.
The call had been to go stand at the Capitol so they'd know we were watching the decisions they made.
And we managed to get lost on the way to the Capitol. There were police cars and riot control cars and all of that heading up Constitution Avenue.
But what we saw was tons of people hanging out, kind of wondering what's happening because there was no cell coverage. We were mentioning to some people, like, hey, it looks like we missed the party. And they're like, oh, no, you can go in. Just get in that line there and follow those people. See, they're heading down in. And they're just letting anybody who wants in. And I was like, that doesn't sound right.
Sure enough, you see kind of a line snaking up. There were no police stopping anybody at all. It was like an open invitation just to walk right into the Capitol. Didn't feel right. We chose not to.
It felt totally like some kind of setup was being made.
Their instincts were right. It was a setup.
I had been hearing that the FBI had been contacting people who had been at D.C., and that people had been feeling threatened and interrogated by them. But I definitely felt in threat of them hauling me away somewhere in D.C., and me never coming out again. They wouldn't let us make a phone call. They refused to let me examine the warrant. And then the main agent who was questioning me, he said, we have footage of you all over the Capitol.
Abuse of the federal government, even inside attacking American citizens, just protesting.
They said, well, we're looking for Nancy Pelosi's laptop. We're here for Nancy Pelosi's laptop.
Of course, she didn't have it because she never went inside the Capitol building. They had the wrong person.
And then he showed me a photo, a distant fuzzy photo, profile of a woman in a hallway in the Capitol. And I was just like, is that who you think I am? Can we both see that this is two different people? He said, do you want me to put in my report that you lied to us?
I keep playing through the break here. Watch it on Twitter, on our Twitch account. You want to see the video. Or go to foxnation.com. I'm going to continue playing this, and then we're going to have some dialogue. Call in 877-317-6432.
This is how the government sees you. They seized my copy of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. They seized that as evidence against me. What is that saying?
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
People are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Documentary from Tucker Carlson, FoxNation.com.
He loves this country. His parents were immigrants, so he's first generation. Mark wanted to honor the country that accepted his parents, and he did that by first serving in the military, and then when he got into federal law enforcement. And I know Mark was down near the Capitol, and merely for having been there on that day and near the Capitol, Mark lost his job, lost his security clearance, and probably ended his years of service to the United States government and to the people of the United States, because Ibrahim says he went to the Capitol that day because he was invited by an FBI informant, a man he had known in Iraq. We have confirmed this is true. We've reached out to that man, the man that Ibrahim went to the protest with. He denies he encouraged anyone to break the law, but that man did confirm that he has been an FBI informant. Confirmed the FBI knew he was at the Capitol that day. He confirmed he invited Mark Ibrahim to the protest. Ibrahim says that the two of them stood outside the building. The FBI informant turned to him and strongly encouraged him to enter the Capitol building. Ibrahim knew that was illegal, so he refused to do it. Mark Ibrahim now faces 15 years in federal prison.
They labeled me domestic terrorist.
Like, amazing.
I just want to see peace and unity. Because
stood outside the building.
Countries between Sunni and Shia, open violence in the streets, a sad and scary thing. I'm afraid that if this division and dehumanizing continues, that's where America's headed. And I pray that never happens. I think how close America came to not existing in Valley Forge. George Washington got on his knees before God and wisdom and discernment. And I think America is in a very fragile state right now. And I think...
Exactly. Time of the end. This is the tribulation right now. We're in it.
In Iraq, during the First War on Terror, the U.S. government tore down all vestiges of the previous regime and then reordered the society from the top to the bottom. First, our authorities targeted the people and guns, law enforcement, and the military. And then they turned their attention to the minds of the entire population. At the time, they called these weapons of mass persuasion. Psychological warfare. It looks familiar now.
It's very concerning that military service members and law enforcement officers with badges and guns are a target for recruitment by these extremist groups.
Before I was a special agent, I was in information warfare.
The military has to do more to address extremism in its ranks.
In the military.
And I think we're going to have to reset our entire intelligence approach.
Law enforcement agencies need a rebalancing similar to what occurred after 9/11 when the counter-terror focus became Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
If you ask anybody in the asymmetrical warfare realm if we're at war, they will tell you without a doubt, yes.
The first insurrection of what I suspect will be many insurrections. We are dealing with an insurgency in the United States.
Influence and psychological warfare are the most powerful forces on the planet. I have seen this happening in the mainstream media being used on American citizens, and I can reverse engineer exactly what they're doing, and it's very dangerous and alarming to me as a professional in this trade. My name is Emily Grace Rainey. I was a captain with Psychological Operations Group at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I am essentially a propagandist for a living.
This new terrorism advisory is not based on any actual threats or plots, but it says there's a rise in anti-government rhetoric,
a very broad range of political views, broad range of ideologically motivated actors.
The term extremism is being kept nebulous for a reason.
Some of it is opposition to COVID public health rules like mask and vaccine measures. Some calls for violent action are based on claims of election fraud or a belief that Donald Trump can be reinstated.
It's so that there is gray area and they can use the term as they like against the people that they like to use it against. Me, for example.
Fort Bragg is investigating a psychological operations officer who led a group of people from North Carolina to the rally in D.C. that led up to those deadly riots.
I went and I saw my commander-in-chief.
I walked down. And I'll be there with you.
At my nation's capital, took 100 of my friends, and they ostensibly ruined my career, had I wanted to stay. They revoked my clearance. They denied me a commission in the reserves so that I could finish out to retirement. And then they put a gag order on me that lasted from January until now.
The job of the Department of Defense is to keep America safe from our enemies. But we can't do that. If some of those enemies lie within our own rights.
So that I could not tell you today what the world needs to hear.
So if you see someone plugging something at the ships out there as a fellow Marine, it's now your duty to report.
It cannot be overstated how dangerous targeting your political opponents is and purging them out of the one place where you are legally allowed to have a gun and use it government ordered. of weapons. The danger of that cannot be overstated. Everyone here, all my freedom fighters, this is for you.
We want to warn you what you're about to see may be distressing. You're looking at images the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security consider dangerous extremism. A mother playing with her young son at a park in violation of government COVID restrictions.
I didn't want to cause any major uproar, but I went to the park with my son Eli, who's two, and we took down a caution tape, and we played. Could not think of a more peaceful way to stand against what I saw as being overreach, and I was given an administrative reprimand for taking down a caution tape at the park.
Emily Rainey followed this up with yet another jarring display of extremism. As a private citizen, not in uniform, consistent with her constitutional rights, and in violation of no policy directive, she led a group of middle-aged American homeowners to a rally in support of election integrity.
Regardless of what you've heard, myself and 100 grandmas did not storm the Capitol. We did not see the inside. We didn't take a tour. It was said that I was the architect of the January 6th insurrection. It was
crazy,
said that
isn't
I
it?
Led 100...
Here they are attacking our own people, military and intelligence agents.
...and military equipment. You know, the insinuations were, like, using my name in the same sentence as Timothy McVeigh. And then that's when the extremist rhetoric started happening.
Wow.
I started to see all of this stuff coming up about the veterans that were in the crowd.
Individuals who received military training from the best military in the world. And then they turned around and used their skills to attack the country.
As a psychological operations officer, we may or may not be interested in influencing an insurrection in other countries. If you were going to do that hypothetically, you wouldn't do that by telling a group of a million people to come to the Capitol, peaceably assemble, and just bring your American flag. So, if that was an insurrection, it was the most poorly conducted insurrection ever.
If it wasn't an insurrection, then what was it?
Special operations uses the military deception tactic of a false flag brought against the enemies of America. A false flag is any time you want to frame another group so that you can then take action against that group. It is my opinion that false flags have happened in this country, one of which may have been January 6th.
DHS says that
the other, of course, Oklahoma City and 9/11.
Attacks and religious holidays.
All the other major wars, all false flags.
Fear is one of the biggest tactics used in psychological operations. So what we're seeing is fear being used.
We'll continue dialogue. Your calls 877-317-6432. Back in a moment. Watch it on Twitch or FoxNation.com.
There is a fear that you're conservative, you're in the military, that you will be singled out, that you will be looked at with suspicion.
Something will drop her supplement. Very soon.
One back. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a resolution to President Biden's legislative agenda could come by the end of the day. This as West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said on Monday that he wouldn't support a larger bill without understanding how it impacts Americans and the economy. There are concerns the current supply chain backlog is having an impact on prices for goods, particularly food for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. Butterball president and CEO Jay Jandrain, speaking on Fox Business, says companies like his have no control over the prices set for turkeys.
It is reasonable to expect that there will be some increase in costs this year. You're still looking at a pretty tremendous value, though, when you're looking at your whole bird purchase for Thanksgiving, so it's still a very economical protein for you to buy.
USA Radio News. Voters will be deciding the future of policing in Minneapolis. Residents in the city where the Defund the Police movement was born will vote Tuesday on whether to replace the city's police department with a Department of Public Safety. The governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, coming out against the measure. A civil rights icon is resting in a Washington, D.C. area hospital.
80-year-old Reverend Jesse Jackson was hospitalized Monday after hitting his head in a fall at Howard University. Mr. Jackson was there on behalf of students protesting campus living conditions. The civil rights leader, who has Parkinson's disease, has already been hospitalized twice this year. He checked into a Chicago hospital for a breakthrough COVID-19 infection in August and required weeks of physical therapy as COVID affected his Parkinson's and his ability to walk and talk. He also underwent gallbladder surgery earlier this year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News. North Charleston, South Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
medicine to
Justice. A lot of the attorneys general and the local ADs are actually our enemy now, actually trying to target the American citizens.
Done actual reporting on this from the very beginning. And do you ever think to yourself, as a graduate of Eastern Illinois University, why am I the one who's doing this?
I do sometimes wonder. It definitely was one of those things that even a lot of journalists on the right did not want to touch at all. But I think seeing right out of the box what these judges were saying and ordering people like Huey Griffin, the Cowboys for Trump guy, who didn't even go in the building, that was really my first article on it, and sentencing him to pretrial detention. He wasn't even charged with a violent crime. And you have judges lecturing him about his beliefs about the 2020 election, using that as justification to keep him behind bars before trial. And I thought, can't be real. You know, I'm reading these articles thinking this can't be real. And that was just the beginning. That was, you know, early February.
That really says it all. Holding a man in prison because you disagree with his opinions on the election.
And that is legitimately what's been happening, Tucker. So that was the first case that I studied. I opened up a PACER account. I'm not a lawyer. And so I'm sort of addicted to it now. But that's where you can get all the court documents and you can find out when the hearings are. Because all the hearings are virtual now, I could call in and listen to what was being said in court. And it was just mind-blowing, not just what the prosecutors were saying, but what the judges were saying. We're talking about judges on Trump judges, Obama judges, Reagan judges, who were telling these people this was a horrible stain on our country and condemning them for doubting the legitimacy of the 2020 election. And what the prosecutors were calling them, you know, terrorists and rioters, insurrectionists. And so that's really, it was professional, but now it's taken on almost a personal crusade on behalf of the people whose lives are being destroyed by this.
So you did, I mean, what you're describing is journalism, like, in a lot of ways, look at what you're doing, but one of them, I guess, the hopeful way to look at it is the traditional media collapse and refuse to just do basic reporting, like listen to the hearings, and the gap is filled by people like you.
Wow.
So anyway, I'm grateful for what you've done. You just brought a lot of information to light that people who don't even agree with you can just assassinate and make up their own mind. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you for coming.
So I want to get an overview. I want to begin with an overview of what we're seeing in the aftermath of January 6th, which is what you've been covering. It really feels like a war on terror, but the domestic version. So here's a portion from the documentary. I want to get your reaction to
the left is hunting the right. Hunting the right. Hunting them across the country. Dragging them to D.C. in the middle of the night. Sticking them in the gulag. Sticking them in Guantanamo Bay for American citizens. Leaving them there to rot.
Today we take an essential step in defeating terrorism.
Amazing. Here's part one right now.
Heard, underscored, fully have long known, the rise of domestic violent extremism is a serious and growing national security threat. The Biden administration will confront this threat with the necessary resources and resolve.
It's not a place where you hold people for months in solitary without charges. This is what Guantanamo was set up for Al-Qaeda terrorists who were not U.S. citizens.
You don't do that. That's not America. That's a gulag.
You thought the first war on terror was dysfunctional, unjust, counterproductive. Wait until you get war on terror 2.0.
And our office wanted to ensure that there was shock and awe, that we could charge as many people as possible.
For a little loud voice, bark out, FBI, come on with your hands up.
People who are witnessing this inside Baghdad, it must be shock and awe indeed.
The new Secretary of Defense ordered the entire U.S. military to, quote, stand down while investigators cleanse the ranks of political extremists.
Urging out of the military any dissenting voice.
Either you are with us, or you were with the terrorists.
The monster. George Bush, another character. 9/11. Another false flag.
They're going to use this event for every persecution they can milk out of it.
And the national security state.
You can't distinguish between Al-Qaeda and Saddam when you talk about the war on terror.
Used exaggerated threats and outright deception.
Contacts between Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein's regime. There are others.
We know they have weapons of mass destruction.
To associate certain ideas with certain events.
9/11, Saddam Hussein, weapons of mass destruction.
This was the first war on terror. Now, it's happening.
January 6th was worse than 9/11.
The very same corrupt interest in Washington to push the Iraq war under false pretenses are now pushing the lie of a domestic white terror army.
Terrorism for white supremacy is the most lethal threat to homeland.
They are tying white nationalist terrorism to Trump voters.
You voted for the person who the Klan supported.
They're tying January 6th to 9/11.
Criminal News Network,
January
CNN.
6th is burned into the American mind as firmly as 9/11.
They're tying millions of law-abiding Americans to Al-Qaeda and ISIS, pushing them more into this violent white extremism. What's the way Bin Laden, you know, these are inspiring people to be this way?
You link two concepts together, even if they don't belong together.
No external terrorists ever did this to us. We never worried like this, even after 9/11.
But you put it in a headline, MAGA terrorists,
Al-Qaeda.
You shove it in people's throats enough.
Not Al-Qaeda, white supremacy.
than they come to believe it.
January 6th is being used as a pretext to strip millions of Americans, disfavored Americans, of their core constitutional rights and to defame them as domestic terrorists. What exactly happened on January 6th? How much of what we were told about that day is a lie? Darren Beatty of Revolver News is one of the few in media who's done real reporting on what actually happened on January 6th.
The establishment narrative.
The worst single act of political violence since the Civil War.
Donald Trump's supporters killing police officers.
Was MAGA blood libel.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the hours-long attack. They beat a Capitol Police officer to death with a fire extinguisher.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during a fight.
He died at the age of 42 after he was bludgeoned with a fire extinguisher.
A rioter hit Officer Sicknick in the head with a fire extinguisher.
Hit in the head with a fire extinguisher, bludgeoned with a fire extinguisher.
There's just one problem with the story. It never happened.
The New York Times has quietly retracted its story about the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick.
There was no such thing. There was no fire extinguisher involved at all.
And the paper is backpedaling, admitting that it's possible he was never even hit at all.
New York Times retracted the story. They moved to a different story.
Haters seen spraying bear spray into the face of Officer Brian Sicknick. It was bear spray. Hairspray that killed Officer Sicknick.
Revolver News found the video shows no spray coming out of the container. It's a lie.
Sure enough, eventually, the media admits Revolver.News is right.
The D.C. medical examiner today ruled that Capitol Hill police officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes.
Officer Sicknick died of natural causes.
Yeah, we're continuing through our Twitter account. You watch the video live. Your questions are 877-317-6432. Greg Catton from Ecuador is on in hour two. You don't want to miss it. We're opening up this can of worms. We're going to get rid of Biden and Harris and the globalists. It's over. When they went into the Rubicon and crossed to get our kids, game over, monsters. We're coming for you. And our violence of the righteous is...
My mind telling right. Me this is very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay with. Remove Biden and Harris, the sleepy, poopy pace marker for the globalists and the destroying our economy and our population genetics. This is the New World Order. This is the end of the rat race. This is the tribulation. We're deep in it now. Time for the bride of the Most High God to break loose.
I wasn't at the Capitol when it descended into chaos. And that's only by God's grace, because I'm scheduled to be there. Secret Service let us out at a point where we would have been there when the first punch was thrown. And that's strange. The only reason that we weren't there is because we stopped and gave an impromptu speech. I get a text from the campaign that you should get there and de-escalate because things are not going well. So we started to approach the side of the Capitol where no protests had happened in November, no protests had happened in December. All I thought was, I need to get them to the other side, and I need to get them to Lock 8.
Let's march around the other side!
And all we had armed or equipped with are our megaphones. Maybe 1,000 people are listening to us. And 75 to 100,000 people there in front of us. And it was a very helpless feeling.
Really? False flag.
In seconds of the planes hitting the Twin Towers on 9/11, we had a lead suspect.
Some of the key suspects come to mind: Osama bin Laden. Two suspects are in custody this evening in the bombing of Oklahoma City's Murrah Federal Building.
Within 48 hours, the
right.
Oklahoma City bombing.
I was the exit examiner for all special op teams.
Been the better part of
me, the only one. Major Swinder was not. I was.
If a Lee Alexander had stopped the steal, didn't conspire to promote violence on that day, then who did? Is it possible that the real conspirators were hidden in the crowd of middle-aged Trump voters? Journalist Elijah Schaefer was at the scene on January 6th.
The election was totally fraudulent, as we all knew. 100% it was stolen.
And these congressmen and senators are going to see we mean business.
January 6th was just, you know, mom and dad who were mad about what they saw to be an election that they thought was unfair, rigged, fortified, stolen. It doesn't matter what you say it is. They were just angry, and a lot of them just got caught up in the front lines of chaos.
Oh, my gosh. Who's got tear gas in the middle of a prayer? Are you kidding me?
They thought that rioting was like a game, maybe.
Washington, D.C., this is happening near the White House. A protest started getting out.
control.
During 2020, rioters caused about $3 billion worth of damage and killed about two dozen people over the course of 8 months.
This is David Dorn in his very last moments on Earth. He's a former police captain protecting a store.
I happen to believe that a lot of the ways they treated rioters that were left-wing, Kamala Harris was working to help the instigators, the criminals, get out of jail. Giving the narrative that there's no consequences for acts of violence even on federal ground, cases being dropped from the federal siege in Portland by leftist rioters, I believe that was part of setting a narrative to gaslight the right wing into thinking that they could riot too and get away with it. The mainstream media pretended that they were not directly agitating the Capitol riot.
This is mostly a protest, generally speaking, unruly.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings.
It's no wonder people are taken to the streets, and I support them.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
The Boston Tea Party, rioting. Do not get it twisted and think that, oh, this is something that has never happened before, and then this is so terrible, and where are we, and these savages, and all of that.
You see anybody from that cabinet, you get out, and you sit in the crowd, and you sit
back on there. Peaceful protest.
Peaceful protesters.
Peaceful protest. Peaceful protest.
Peaceful protest. Peaceful protest.
Peaceful protest.
Peaceful protest.
Peaceful protest.
Peaceful protest.
Peaceful protest.
Peaceful protest.
Peaceful protest.
Peaceful protest.
Peaceful protest.
Peaceful protesters.
Too many see the protest as the problem.
No,
the problem is what forced your fellow citizens to take to the streets.
The media and Democratic Party leaders created the environment that made the January 6th violence all but inevitable. But were there other agitators there that day?
It makes you wonder about agitators. And I've seen agitators all over the country. And this is not exclusive to right-wing riots or to, you know, January 6th. There's sometimes people that look like maybe they're professionals. Maybe they're there just to cause trouble. I don't know.
Someone who might know is security analyst J. Michael Waller. For years, Waller worked as a professional agitator.
I'm a senior analyst for strategy at the Center for Security Policy, and my area of specialization has been political warfare, psychological warfare, and subversion. During the Cold War, I infiltrated Soviet International Front organizations for the purpose of causing provocations that would discredit the Soviets, and so we actually managed to provoke a fight to break out at the World Peace Council Conference that the Soviets sponsored in Europe. We had a huge banner about the Soviets and the communists, you know, destroying the world and being the world's greatest threat to peace, and then a fight broke out there, and then that was all captured on TV because the Soviets had organized the world media to cover this event. So we had the headline in the Boston Globe, fight breaks out at World Peace Conference. January 6th was a political warfare operation. Having been trained by professional agitators in the past, I saw that this is a coordinated effort, that there are different cadres of agents, provocateurs, and other troublemakers who had a sort of a military-like precision in what was to become a storm in the Capitol.
You can start seeing different units of agents, provocateurs, that were assembled right here on the Statue of Peace, and they were assembled in various places on this walkway, goading members of the crowd, trying to cause trouble.
One of those agitators was a full-time left-wing activist called John Sullivan.
John Sullivan, I mean, what he does best is agitate. He causes problems, and that's what he's known for on the left and the right. I mean, he is the person that organizes all of these events and the riots in Utah with his group, Insurgents USA.
Journalist Taylor Hansen was also at the Capitol on January 6th. While living in Utah, he was attacked by members of John Sullivan's group.
And it was, you know, right shortly after George Floyd died. I was riding my motorcycle downtown. You know, for some reason, there was just this huge car rally. I had no idea what it was. You know, I had to weave in back and forth between these cars. And I ended up pulling over, and that's when I actually first encountered John Sullivan and his group, Insurgents USA. And Antifa attacked me, ruining my bike, and basically just... I mean, I actually had a gun pointed to my head at that rally specifically, and that was from John Sullivan's Insurgents USA group. He knows his stuff. He knows how to, you know, start something in a crowd or, you know, almost talk somebody into initiating violence for him on his behalf.
The
FBI affidavit says he's on video egging on protesters at the Capitol.
We're going to get into this in hour two with some question and answer. 877-317-6432. We're in a revolution right now. Our government is now our enemy. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, our agencies are now going after our military, our police, our firefighters, and now even our children. We are now in a grand reset right now.
The police were completely overrun.
And we don't need violence. We need protests, legal action, and separation from the world. We do not need violence against the government. That's exactly what they want, so they can use military force against us.
Was Trump supporters keeping other people that were allegedly a part of their group back? And that's when it just got weird. It got weird because things got peaceful, more peaceful, and people began to settle down. Police officers began to fire impact munitions down at the crowd.
They're firing tear gas grenades into the crowd of people who weren't doing anything.
And it riled up the crowd, and then they started fighting and pushing forward and going, a situation that just got de-escalated. Why would you want to escalate?
We're going to continue this through the break in a couple more minutes. We're going to have Greg Catton on in hour number two coming up. Keep watching it on Twitter. Go to Fox Nation and watch part one and part two and a documentary discussion about it on Tucker Carlson's show on Fox Nation. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned. I'll continue playing this documentary.
Walk right into the front door.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Milk for the whole family. Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutriMedical's life support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.